to lead the New York Mets are now one out away because Edwin Diaz got Laureano to chase a slider. Folks, do you know who's coming up? Hey, guys, do you know who's coming up?
Travis d'Arnaud.
Travis d'Arnaud.
On a weekend, the Jets will play Sam d'Arnaud.
This is scary. Travis d'Arnaud is a Met killer. He's 2-for-4 today.
I remember.
He's got a .310 career average against the Mets. This is bad. He hit the game winner the other night for the Braves. Travis d'Arnaud to haunt our dreams with a runner on second and two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. I can't take this.
Well, about a week ago, before this series got postponed and the Braves were playing, who did you say scared you the most? I can't remember who you said.
Well, Tommy said Travis d'Arnaud.
No, I said Urshela.
You said Urshela. I forgot who you said.
I said Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud.
You said Matt Olson, and then I brought up d'Arnaud because...
Well, I'm scared.
Just because he's a former
Met.
I'm scared.
This is not ending well. I don't know how anyone in their right mind...
He's down... I mean, why do you think this is not ending well?
D'Arnaud has swung at everything, too.
You have to keep your positivity on a high level.
Okay.
There's negativity coursing through your veins.
One ball, two strikes.
Right now, if you think positive, it's going to go out of your eyes. Right into Edwin Diaz's soul.
Yeah.
And even though the count is 2-2, there's a runner on second base.
Right.
You and Lugie are oddly hugging each other.
What's the count, T.T.?
Keep it positive. 2-2. You got to believe.
I'm trying to believe.
If you don't believe, then it's not going to achieve. Nothing's going to be achieved, right?
I'm trying to believe, T.T.
I'm trusting that you're believing, but I don't believe you're believing.
Positive Tommy is standing up next to Evan Roberts.
Ups and downs.
They are both sweating on their under moves and armpits, awaiting potentially one final strike.
Come on, Edwin.
Can we react to this?
Well, we'll just say this. There may or may not have
been. We're going to the playoffs! Diaz got the out! Diaz got the out! Holy shit!
D'Arnaud! He makes out, and the Mets have three more hills to climb, baby! Next up might be Mount Milwaukee! The Mets are going to the playoffs.
Let's go. I'm getting moist.
All right. Gosh, I just ran around.
I want to rip my shirt off.
The New York Mets. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I got a lot of apologies. First of all, let me apologize to the New York Mets. You guys once were gutless cowards. You are no longer. What a freaking win. Holy crap, what a win. Down 3-0. Down 7-6. Somehow, the Mets have won. I could shut my scorebook because who gives a rat's ass about game two? It doesn't matter.
Your pants are still on.
No, leave them on.
No, the pants
Take are on. Them off. Take them off.
Yes.
Take them off. Take them off.
Oh,
there they are, the white thighs, ladies and gentlemen. Evan Roberts in a Met bathing suit with black socks.
All right. The Mets have won this game.
They did it for Seymour Wiener.
They're going to the playoffs. Francisco Lindor. Let's get to him.
Mm.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry any of us ever doubted you. You came up in the ninth inning with the Mets down by a run. And you said, listen, you choking bastards, get on my back. And he delivered. Let's say thank you to Edwin bleeping Diaz. Because, yes, he blew this game. And that will never be forgotten. But he was asked, because his manager had confidence in him, go out and I'm going to give you a reprieve. And they did it. And the other person I want to apologize to is Positive Tommy. Because you led us to the playoffs with your positivity. Thank you, Tommy.
You're very welcome. Now, Evan, what have I been telling you all year long? I've been telling you all year long, this team is different. As this week was unfolding, you had the rain out and all Met fans, all the negativity, all the toxicity, all the haters, the no fun police were waiting in the wings to say the Mets are going to get swept in this series, in this doubleheader against the Braves. And then when it was only one win, you thought, oh, here it goes. They're going to lose game one. And then Severino's going to give up 7 runs so the Yankee fans can have their pound of flesh. Don't worry. I'm going to talk to you guys in a little bit, 6:30 p.m.
And we're relaxed till Saturday, pal.
Okay. All right. Then, when this game unfolded like it did, you know, Positive Tommy didn't know this, of course, because I was always positive. All the Met fans around the tri-state area said, here we go again. Same old Mets, LOL Mets. They will do what they always do against Atlanta in Atlanta. Well, guess what? not on Positive Tommy's watch. And as long as I'm at this freaking radio station, the negativity and the nonsense that has been spewed for decades is over.
You didn't say anything for 2 hours, Tommy.
This is why the generation of talent.
What a victory lap.
I'm telling you.
And one thing finally, go scratch.
All right. But here now lies the next question. And I know somebody has to ask Evan.
Go ahead.
You could talk about exercising demons.
Yeah.
Don't you want to knock them out?
Knock them out.
Knock them out.
Knock them out.
Send them home.
So you never have to worry about seeing them in an NLCS. Knock them out.
Okay.